What's up, everybody? I'm Ashley. Welcome back to another episode of I Just Want to Talk. Thank y'all for tuning in with me. So today's episode is, the topic is mom first, hoe later. Okay. Yes, you heard that right. Mama first, hoe later. So I had to do this topic because I just recently got into, not an argument, but a girl that I used to know, I just recently seen on Snapchat that she started OnlyFans. So when I'm going through her story and I'm looking at everything, I see her instantly. The first thing she's doing is she's promoting her OnlyFans. So, I mean, legs is just wide open. And I was just kind of like taken aback because I actually know her. So I was just like, oh my gosh, okay, another one conformed to, you know, OnlyFans, which is her business. She's grown, so it's not like it's, that's her business. That's fine. So I messaged her because I was genuinely concerned. And I was just like, hey, you know, you can do whatever you want. You know what I mean? You grown. I'm not saying that you have to listen to me or anything like that, but when I'm going through her story, after she's posting everything that she's doing, two slides down, it's a picture of her and her baby. She has a daughter that's the same exact age as my son. They're both four. So I'm just like, first of all, you promoting your own Snapchat, for one, which is fine. But then you got your baby just a couple slides after, and I'm just like, you gotta have a little more of a balance. So I messaged her, and I was just like, I see that you started an OnlyFans, but I was like, you know, probably not the best idea to be promoting your on the same page and then have your daughter directly after that. So she messaged me back, and she was just like, don't come for me. Nobody else has a problem with what I'm doing. Nobody else has an issue with it. None of my other friends said anything. And I was like, them's not your friends, first of all, because if you, this is how I look at it. When you're grown, you have the right to do whatever you want. You can make your money how you want. Like, that's fine. That's on you. But I just feel like, especially me being a mother, it's just about balance. And I just feel like nowadays we just live in a time where it's just like girls don't give a fuck at all what image they portray, because they just feel like, oh, I'm grown, I can do whatever I want, which is fine. But then they still are on that same exact platform and they exploiting themselves, and then they got their kids on there too. So I'm just like, it doesn't make any sense. You exploiting yourself, you got your kids on there, and it's just like, where's the, ain't no morals, ain't no values, ain't no self-respect. And I'm just like, y'all gotta put y'all kids first. And I feel like nowadays we just live in a time where everybody is just putting themselves first, and it's just like your kids come second. So I had to just jump on this topic just because I actually see this happen a little too often. She's not the only one that I've seen do that, a girl promoting herself, but then on that same social media platform that she's promoting herself, she also has her kids on there. And I'm just like, I'm not ever gonna say that I'm perfect, because I'm not, but I just feel like when you don't have kids, you kind of like have the right to do whatever you want. You can do whatever the hell you want to do. It doesn't even matter. You want to have an OnlyFans, you want to be a stripper, an escort, a prostitute, a go-go dancer, that's on you, that's fine. But I feel like once you have kids, you have to find some type of balance to separate the two. So what I mean by that is, let's say you are an exotic dancer, you work at the strip club, that's fine. You have a kid, that's okay. You go to work at night, you come home, get your kids ready for, you know, for bed, and you take them to school, or whatever the case, and then you go out and do whatever it is that you do, how you make your money and take care of your family. That is fine. But it's like, why do y'all want to show yourself that bad and then show y'all kids directly after? I just be feeling like y'all be like, fuck the kids. Honestly, no, for real, I feel like that. I feel like it's like, oh, fuck the kids, it's about me. And it's just like, oh, you can't say nothing because this is me. And it's just like, no. Mm-mm. I don't know when that became okay, because I'm like, why not just have a separate page? Like, I'm only going to promote my OnlyFans and my personal stuff on Instagram, and then on Facebook, this is where I show like me, my kids, my family. Like, what's wrong with that? I don't understand what's wrong with that. And I just feel like nowadays girls just don't know how to do that. You don't know how to do your stuff separately and then just leave your kids out of it. Because I'm going to tell y'all something that's probably going to hurt y'all feelings, but I don't care. It's embarrassing. It is so embarrassing. You embarrass yourself and you embarrass your kids. You got your legs wide open on Snapchat for a bunch of losers who don't even mean nothing. And then a couple of pictures later, it's, oh, me and my baby are out going out to dinner. And it's just like, that's kind of scary. But what we're going to get into next, y'all better be ready for this one, all right? So strap on. Okay. So I did a little research and I found out something really interesting. So I had looked up like how many people are joining OnlyFans and stuff like that. So it said like over the last 5 or 6 months, there's been like a 25% increase with new OnlyFans users, right? Like people that are making the pages. So I just thought that was interesting because I'm just like, I feel like we are just in a phase right now. Like, I feel like the time period that we in right now, we in like a hoe phase. And when I say that, I just feel like everybody is a hoe now. Like, this is just besides OnlyFans, besides just like whatever your side hustle is. It's just like everybody is a hoe now. It's just like that's the new wave. That's the new thing, like to be a hoe. How much can you show? How much can you twerk? How much can you bend over? Like, whose outfit can be the smallest? And it's just like, when you young with no kids, that's fine. But again, like I said, when you have kids, it's like, why is it so hard for y'all to put that shit on the back burner? It's like, it's so hard for y'all not to be a hoe no more. It's just like, y'all have to go through extreme measures to like get it out of your system. And right now, like I said, it's just like everybody is a hoe now. Don't nobody want nothing for themselves besides like, what can I do to get the bag? And it seems like nowadays, the only idea that people have, especially females, to get the bag is to be a hoe. It's just like, don't nobody even want to try no more. Don't nobody want to try to help theyself, uplift theyself. Nobody wants to try to have an image that you wouldn't mind sticking with. I'm going to say something that my mom used to say all the time. And like growing up, she used to say a lot of stuff and I was just like, oh my God, whatever. I wish you would just shut up. But now that I'm grown and I have my own kid and I can kind of like sit back and reflect, a lot of the shit that she was saying was true. She used to tell me all the time growing up that my grandpa used to tell her, you don't have nothing in this life besides your name. And it didn't make no sense to me. And I was just like, yeah, whatever. But now that I'm a grown woman and I look at it for what it is, it's like, yes, that is absolutely true. All you have in this life is your name. So whatever you do in this life, whatever you accomplish, however people know you, when you die, whatever impression that you left on your name, that's how people are going to remember you by. And it's like, wouldn't you want it to be something like, it don't always have to be all good and all positive and all goody goody, but it's just like, wouldn't you rather have something attached to your name that was actually good, something that your kids would actually be proud of? Like, I'm pretty sure your kids right now, when they're young, they don't have a problem with you doing whatever it is that you're doing to make money. But y'all better believe when you grow up and your kids get older and they start to see the shit that you do, your kids will follow suit. So you think it's cool right now? Like, oh, I just got my own content. I'm grown. I'm not really worried about it. Once your daughter gets to your age, what do you think she's going to do as an outlet to get quick money or to get exposure or whatever the case? She's going to do exactly what you did. And it's like y'all don't care about that. Everybody is just so interested in their image. And it's like nobody wants to have a good image. Everybody wants to just put themselves out there in such a negative light to where it's just like, it's all about sex. If y'all don't realize, like, sex is the only thing right now that people care about. People don't care about shit else right now besides sex, sexual content, what you look like. It's just like everything is about sex. And when it boils down to it, it's just like y'all don't care enough about y'all kids. And that's the main issue here. I know somebody right now. She cannot help herself. She has a kid too. You out every weekend. Every time I see you bent over backwards, twerking. I don't ever see you. But this is the difference. which makes it okay. She don't be having her kid all out on social media. She promotes herself. She promotes what she does. But she don't be having her baby all mixed into that because you don't need to. That's bad. It's just, it's bad all the way around. So if you're going to do that, it's just like, damn, keep it private. But I know y'all have a problem doing that because look at all the examples that y'all got right now. Every single woman that is on the internet is like, they influence y'all way too much with them hoe outfits and them little hoe quotes and whatever you gonna do just to secure the bag and all that. And it's just like, don't nobody care no more about their image. Like, everybody's image to me, like, y'all young girls are really doomed. It was funny because I had looked at all the kids are back at school now. I had looked at this article, a teacher from California, they had did like a poll for all their kids in school. And she said that this generation, Generation Z, is the most depressed, uneducated, easily influenced, and lost generation that she's ever taught in her entire life. She's a teacher for like maybe 22 years or something like that. But I'm like, that says a lot. I don't know what it is with y'all, but I'm like, this new generation of girls, like, y'all scare me. It's just like you and your body and your little whatever it is that you're doing first. And it's just like all y'all kids is last. And I just be feeling like, damn, what happened? Like, I remember when girls used to really care about the image that they put out there. And now it's just like nobody gives a fuck. Y'all don't care about what type of content y'all put out there. And it's like, y'all know that shit is going to come back to haunt y'all, right? Y'all do know it's going to come back. Everything that you put out there, I swear to God, is going to come back for you. Because when you get to a certain point in your life, when you get older like me, when you start getting closer to 30 and you're ready to settle down and you're ready to chill, that shit is always going to be behind you. You put all that fucking content out there and you want to settle down with a man and then he stumbled across that shit. Now you really got to explain yourself. What was you going through in your life to make you feel like this was the best decision for you? Y'all not going through nothing. This is the only example that y'all got right now. The only example y'all got right now is put yourself and your body out there so you could be successful. And I'm telling you right now, that is not the way. Y'all do not have to put yourself out there just to feel like you important. You don't. Like I said, if you want to have your OnlyFans or be an escort or do whatever you want to do, honey, you are grown. You can do all that. That is perfectly fine. But when it all boils down to it, it's like when you have a kid, you have to know certain stuff got to come to a halt. Some stuff you got to leave on the back burner and some stuff you have to be willing to give up. And if you don't want to, don't have no kids, period. I'm going to just keep it real with y'all. Everybody is a hoe now. Like, for real, I'm not even being funny. I'm being honest. Everybody is a hoe now. If you look at what we see on TV, if you look at what we see on videos, everybody is a hoe now. Everything is about sex. And they have got it to the point where you girls don't even feel comfortable enough. Y'all feel like y'all don't even bring nothing to the table. If you're not bringing sexuality to the table, y'all feel like y'all are not worthy, because that's how society has programmed y'all to feel. Y'all feel like if you're not putting your on display, then it's like, oh, I'm not good enough because I'm not doing what everybody else is doing. Y'all are ruined. I'm going to tell y'all that right now. This generation is ruined, and it's not even really y'all fault. It's mostly men's fault, because we live in such a misogynistic like era and time. These men make you feel like this is the only reason that I even want you around. Like, that's clear. That's period, point blank. I'm pretty sure everybody can tell that. They make y'all feel like you're not important, you're not worth my time, you're not even worth me talking to if you're not trying to give up no. And that's why y'all feel like y'all gotta jump on OnlyFans or you gotta be a stripper to get the money, because you feel like your life don't have enough value unless you bring a sex to the table. So now every single girl, once you get to a certain age, it's just automatically, I have no goals. I'm gonna go straight to putting myself out there. I wanna be an influencer. I wanna be an Instagram model. I wanna do this, because you just wanna be seen. Because we live in a time now that has made y'all feel like if you're not selling sex, or if your image is not about sex, you're not good enough, they don't care, and they don't wanna hear it. Y'all kids are ruined. Nothing good is coming with this generation. Everything is so filled with fuck a get the bag and secure the bag and this and that. And it's just like, y'all have no goals. Y'all have no morals. Y'all have no type of core values or anything like that. Every single thing that I see right now is about sex. It is so sad and it's so disappointing. I feel like there is not one girl left that just feels like, okay, I can go a different route, because they made y'all feel like y'all can't. I bet every woman right now, take a small moment to think about this. If you're not everything I listed, you're not an influencer, you don't have an OnlyFans, you're not a stripper, you're not a prostitute, you're not an escort, you don't have a secret page or whatever the hell the case is. Let's just say you're a regular woman. You work a 9-to-5, you got kids, you take care of your kids, you got a man, you live a nice, wholesome lifestyle, you go out with your friends every now and then, have a drink every occasion, you don't really go out too much. You're just a normal woman and you go through the regular motions of life. Don't you feel like right now, if you try to do something or promote something that did not involve your sexuality, it's not going to be successful? I know y'all do, because it's the truth. We live in a society right now that has programmed y'all to think if you're not selling sex, you won't be successful and nobody is going to care. Think about it right now, just like this. Kevin Samuels is a black man. If y'all don't know who that is, he has a podcast too. And he had been doing his podcast for a while before he actually got on his platform and was actually famous and stuff like that. When Kevin used to talk on his podcast, he didn't used to say a lot of the stuff he says now. It used to be more universal. He would talk about men and women, black and white. Once he got on his platform, the reason that he skyrocketed and blew up is because everybody felt like he had the key ideas and the real reasons as to why black women couldn't be successful in their relationships, why they can't get married, and why they can't keep a man. Because all they want to do is put themselves out there, sex first, everything else later. So I'm like, that's literally a prime example. You was talking about everything else before and nobody gave a fuck. Nobody cared about that. But as soon as you start devaluing a woman, what you don't like, this is why she can't do this, this is why she can't be successful, now you're successful. And it's literally the world that we live in. We have been programmed to think that if you're not selling sex, if your is not on display, then you won't be successful in anything that you do. And I'm just here to tell y'all right now, that's not the case. Like, to all the young girls out there, if you feel like you gotta have an OnlyFans just to be successful or just to get a little bit of attention, honey, that's not the case and that's not true. Go get you a hobby. Find you something to do. I literally just now started playing the game, the video game. I'm not no video gamer. My man likes to play the game. When he comes home from work, he likes to chill. He likes to play the game with his brothers online. And I used to get annoyed, like, oh my God, like, whatever. How can you just sit there and play the game? And I'm like, okay, well, let me just try to start playing too. And I'm not saying get on the video game. That's a little bit on a different subject. But I'm just saying, y'all don't have to feel like if you're not doing something sexual, you are not going to be successful. Because I'm here to tell you that is not the case. There are so many other things that women are good at that they can excel in by not showing their body. But y'all are so fucking programmed, y'all feel like that can't happen. It's actually really sad. And like I said, I'm here to tell y'all that's not the case. I started doing my podcast. I had the same exact thought. I was like, there's a podcast out right now called Horrible Decisions. I don't know if y'all have ever heard of it, but it's on a platform called The Black Effect. And it's two girls on there called Wheezy and, oh, I don't know what the other girl's name is. I forgot. But yeah, they have a podcast called Horrible Decisions. And they basically blew up because all they did was talk about whole shit. They podcast didn't have to stay on for a year or two or three. That shit instantly skyrocketed because all they talk about is sex. That's all they talk about. And it's like, when I did mine, I was so insecure because I was like, that's not the shit that I want to talk about. You can talk about sex because we grown. It's a part of life. Like, we all have sex as grown people and that's okay. But it's like, I had a feeling, okay, if I'm not talking about this, nobody's going to care. Nobody will listen. And I'm just like, now that I've been doing it and it, you know, I got a good response. It's like, no, you don't have to, because once you stay consistent with it, people will see like, oh, okay, she not one of them type of girls. Like, I know y'all don't want to hear this, but let me just say this. Instantly selling yourself like that, that's the easy way out. it's just the easiest way out. Y'all don't want to work hard no more. That's what it really is. Y'all scared to work for what y'all want. Y'all don't want to take the long route. Y'all want to jump up all the levels and go from level one straight to level 100 so you can hurry up and be done. And I'm here to tell you, when you take the easy way, you'll be able to tell. Because now, let them girls try to come on their podcast and start talking about something else. Don't nobody want to hear that shit, because y'all done sold yourself so short. You put yourself in this little box. All people think about you now is sex. All you girls that got OnlyFans, all the other shit that y'all do, y'all put yourself in such a small box to where it's only about sex. So when you start talking about other shit, y'all be so surprised. Like, how come nobody cares? Because you put yourself in such a little box to where it's like, this is all you good for now. Once you stigmatize yourself like, oh, I only care about sex, this is my main topic, you done for. That's already what the dudes want from you anyways. So as soon as you give that small little inkling, like this is what you all about, you done for. You done. It is so hard to come out of a whole image. Like, it's so hard. Y'all got OnlyFans now, and y'all probably feel like, oh, I'm just going to do it till I get a little money and I'll be done. No, you done for. You will always be known as that girl that was on OnlyFans in 2020 and had her all over the internet. That's going to be you forever. You can never erase that. One of the hardest things to erase from your from how people look at you is being a hoe, especially for a female. Nobody cares if a dude is a hoe. That's never a topic because it doesn't matter. As a woman, you held to a higher standard. When it comes to sex, women hold all the power. You hold the power, period. Women are we contain all the power. A man can't get it unless we say so. A man can't even be interested unless we putting something out there for them to be interested in. You have all the power. Don't make it so fucking easy. You don't have to be so easy. There used to be a time where women used to have a little bit of mystery about them, where you would look at a good looking woman and think, damn, I wonder what she looked like with no clothes on. There's no mystery no more. You bitches put yourself out there so quick, it's almost like y'all can't even wait. Like, ooh, I just can't wait. And it's like, oh my God, you don't even know you are so ruined. Like, you're done for. Y'all probably don't want to accept it. You probably think, oh, you're just being so dramatic and over the top. No, I'm being honest. I'm being realistic. Y'all are ruined. Y'all ruined yourself. So it's just like, if you a woman out there, a young girl, 18 or older, if you are considering OnlyFans or anything like that, this is all I got to tell you from woman to woman. You can do you, honey. By all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But once you have a kid, put that shit to the back burner. Put your kids first. And for God fucking sakes, if you're going to put your adult content on social media, please don't put it on the same platform that you put your kids on, okay? I don't want to see your hairy cat on Snapchat, and then the next slide, it's your baby's second day of school. You see how that don't make sense? I don't need that. Y'all need to change yourself, because the way y'all going, there's a movie out, I don't know if y'all have ever seen it, it's called Idiocracy, I think, and it's like way in the future. And basically the moral of the whole movie is that if we just keep leading by the same stupidity, there's going to become a certain point where all the kids that are doing this are going to be our age and they'll be grown, and this is all that they're going to know. So if this is the only way that y'all women feel like y'all can make money is by selling yourself and doing OnlyFans and stuff like that, it's just going to keep spiraling to where when your kids are our age, it's going to be too normal. Girls are going to feel like, if I'm not putting that shit out there, I will have no option. And that's the problem. Y'all feel like if you're not going to put your body out there, you have no other options. And I'm here to tell you, as a mother, working mother at that, that's not the case, honey. It's so many other things out here that you can do to put yourself on or to get yourself exposure. Putting you out there, that's not the way. You can do it. Like I said, you're grown. You go ahead and do it. But do it for a reason. Don't just do it because you want the exposure. That's not good enough. It's too much other shit out here that can get you exposure. And making your kids have the potential of being embarrassed by your actions that you made while they was young. Don't do that to your kids. Why don't y'all, how about this? Start putting your kids first and see how it'll take you. All right. But yeah, I had to make sure that we talked about that subject because that really upset me. I don't know a lot of people personally that have like OnlyFans or anything like that. The girl that I was talking about, I actually know her and we actually are friends, which is why I felt like I should say something, because I don't know anybody personally that has OnlyFans, just the people I see like on the internet. So I just had to put that out there because I'm like, y'all gotta do better. Y'all are killing it for our young girls. They looking at y'all. All the girls that's in high school right now, freshmen and sophomores, they looking at y'all. All them Instagram influencers, all y'all young adults, girls my age, like 27, 28, 29, they looking at y'all. And all y'all doing is further telling these girls, put your body and put yourself out there if you want to be successful, and you do not have to. Well, that is my spiel today because I haven't preached enough. So I just had to make sure I got that out there. But this episode was really quick because I have a really good treat for you guys coming up. So just make sure you stay tuned. I've been working so hard. So over the next week, I got a big surprise for y'all coming next week. So just stay tuned for the next episode. I won't make y'all wait that long. You're going to love it. So,